Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at something a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
A connection between Rain Man and
chatbots.
And you're probably thinking, what in the world do those two things have in common? Well, we are going to be looking at a fascinating article called Navigating the Genius in a Bottle to help us unravel that very question.
That's right. And it might sound strange, but there really are some intriguing parallels between Rain Man's unique abilities and the challenges we face when we're interacting with AI, especially when you're first starting out.
It is kind of like having this incredible wealth of knowledge.
Right.
But then you're like, how do we get it out? How do I get the information I need?
Yeah. How do you access it?
Yeah.
And that's where the Rain Man analogy comes in. So if you remember how Rain Man could instantly recall like these complex facts and figures, but he had a really hard time applying that knowledge in everyday situations.
Right.
And that's because he lacked what we might call intrinsic motivation, that internal drive to figure out what's relevant to the person he's talking to.
So it's like saying, hey, Rain Man, tell me about baseball. And he gives you like the entire history of every single baseball game.
He might tell you like every single baseball game ever played, every stat, every player.
Wow.
And it would be factually accurate.
Right.
But not very helpful unless you wanted that level of detail.
Yeah.
And AI can be surprisingly similar. It might have this vast database of information, but it doesn't always get the nuances of what you're asking or the specific context of your request.
Yeah, that makes so much sense because like when I first started using chatbots, I would ask these very broad questions and then it was just like this overwhelming amount of information.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't helpful at all. And I thought, what am I doing wrong?
And you were missing a key ingredient, prompt engineering.
Yeah.
And this is where we step in and we provide that missing intrinsic motivation. We guide the AI towards the relevant answers, just like you might gently steer Rain Man towards a specific topic of conversation.
Oh, okay. So prompt engineering is like you're crafting very specific instructions to help the AI understand your needs.
Yeah. Like you said, it's like being a translator.
Okay.
For a genius who doesn't quite speak our language.
Gotcha. So even though it seems like AI and Rain Man are worlds apart, they both kind of have that challenge
to
like not knowing what we need specifically.
They don't have that inherent drive to interpret your intentions and to give you the most relevant information.
And prompt engineering is what we can use.
It is.
To kind of bridge that gap.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the limitations of this powerful technology and learning how to communicate with it effectively.
Okay, so I am ready to dive deeper into some of those specific strategies.
Okay.
So we can all become better AI whisperers.
Well, sounds good. Let's start by examining some of the common communication hurdles that you might encounter when you're interacting with AI, especially if you're new to the world of chatbots.
Okay.
And the first one we'll explore is this AI, like Rain Man, often possesses this overwhelming breadth of knowledge.
Yes, and it can be so overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's like drinking from a fire hose.
It is. Imagine asking a chatbot a simple question, like, tell me about cells.
Okay. Seems straightforward enough.
Right. But without any further guidance,
yeah.
The AI might just inundate you with information about biological cells, battery cells, prison cells, you name it.
It's like that scene in Rain Man.
Yeah.
Where he's like going through the phone book.
Yeah.
Just like every single entry.
It's accurate, accurate but out of context.
Yeah.
And this lack of context is a major challenge in AI communication.
So how do we help AI understand what we're looking for?
So that's where prompt engineering comes in. It's about providing that crucial context, much like you might gently guide Rain Man towards a specific topic. So instead of just saying, tell me about cells, a better prompt would be explain the function of cells in the human body.
Okay, so we're being specific.
Yes.
About what kind of cells we want to know about.
Exactly. You're narrowing the scope.
Okay.
And you're giving the AI a clear understanding of what type of information you're seeking.
And it's like saying to Rain Man, hey, I'm interested in the cells that make up our bodies.
Exactly.
Not every single cell that you can think of.
Exactly. And that seemingly small tweak can make all the difference.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to another challenge we often face when we're communicating with AI, ambiguity in user intent.
Okay, so that's when we think we're being clear.
Right.
But the AI goes in a completely different direction.
Exactly. And this ties back to AI's lack of that inherent drive to seek clarification or to grasp our underlying intention. It doesn't possess that intrinsic motivation to figure out what we really mean.
Okay.
So it's almost like asking Rain Man for help with your taxes and getting a lecture on the history of currency instead.
Okay. Yeah, technically related.
Technically related.
But not at all.
But I was like,
not helpful.
Yeah.
And this happens quite often with general or ambiguous queries. Let's say you ask an AI about energy without specifying what kind of energy you're interested in.
Then you're just going to get like everything.
You're going to be bombarded.
From fossil fuels to nuclear.
Yeah, you nailed it. AI, like Rain Man, tends to take questions very literally.
Okay.
And it doesn't always have the capacity to understand the subtleties of human communication.
Yeah.
So how do we overcome this communication barrier?
Lay it on me.
By using clear, unambiguous language in our prompts.
Okay.
This is where those prompt engineering skills really come in handy.
So instead of saying, tell me about energy,
yeah,
it would be like, explain the different types of renewable energy sources.
Perfect. By being specific, we're leaving no room for the AI to get sidetracked, and we can elicit a more relevant response.
So it's all about eliminating that ambiguity.
Just like you might carefully explain a concept to Rain Man, you're making sure each word is clear and easily understood.
Exactly. Now let's move on to another interesting parallel between interacting with Rain Man and AI, and that is dealing with complex questions.
Okay.
Much like Rain Man, AI often struggles with multi-layered questions that involve connecting different pieces of information.
So it's like asking Rain Man, how's the weather in Chicago?
Yes.
And how's that going to affect the Cubs game? And he gives you two separate answers.
Two separate answers.
That have no relation to one another.
He might tell you the temperature and then list the Cubs' starting lineup.
Right.
But he wouldn't necessarily understand the relationship between the two.
Okay.
AI can behave very similarly.
So if we ask an AI about climate change's impact on marine life and then its economic implications, we might get two answers. One about the environment, one about the economic consequences, but no link.
No link between the two.
Between the two.
And this highlights another area where that lack of intrinsic motivation comes into play.
Okay, so how do we guide the AI to tackle these more intricate questions without getting lost in the weeds?
So you guessed it. Prompt engineering to the rescue again.
Okay.
In this case, it's about breaking down complex questions into smaller, more manageable chunks, just like you might break down a task for Rain Man to make it easier for him to process.
Okay, so instead of one big question,
yeah,
we need to guide the AI.
Step by step.
Okay.
For instance, you could ask, first, explain how climate change impacts marine life, then discuss the economic implications of these changes.
So we're dividing it up.
You're dividing it up.
To help the AI stay focused.
Yeah. And to give you a more organized and relevant response.
That makes a lot of sense.
And this brings us to our final challenge for this section, and that's the issue of cognitive overload.
Oh, yeah.
AI's vast knowledge base and its tendency to provide these very detailed responses can sometimes overwhelm us, particularly when we're looking for just concise insights.
It can be hard to pull out the key.
Yes.
Takeaways.
It's like drinking from that fire hose.
Right.
An AI lacking that inherent ability to prioritize information based on relevance can sometimes contribute to this cognitive overload.
It's like asking Rain Man for a simple summary of a concept, and you get this 10-minute lecture.
Yes. He's trying to be helpful by sharing everything he knows.
Right.
But it ends up being more confusing than clarifying.
Oh, yeah.
And AI can sometimes fall into the same trap.
So how do we prevent this from happening? More prompt engineering.
Absolutely. Just like with Rain Man, it's about setting those clear expectations and providing those specific instructions.
So instead of just saying summarize, we need to be more precise.
We need to be more precise. We need to guide the AI by specifying the level of detail that we need.
Okay.
And what aspects to focus on. For example, instead of summarize the history of the internet, a better prompt might be provide a brief timeline of the key milestones in the development of the internet.
So by adding those specifics,
yeah,
we're helping the AI deliver information in a way that is easier to digest.
Easier to digest and apply.
This is so fascinating. It's making me realize how much control we actually have as users to shape our AI interaction.
Absolutely. And the more we understand these nuances, the more effectively we can leverage the incredible power of this technology.
I'm definitely getting a whole new perspective.
Good.
I can't wait to learn about those specific techniques that can help us all become more fluent in AI's language.
Excellent. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore those strategies in detail and break down the steps that you can take to become a true AI whisperer, unlocking the full potential of this incredible tool while navigating its inherent limitations.
Okay, so we've established that AI, much like Rain Man, has all this incredible knowledge, but we need to give it some guidance in order for it to use it in a way that's actually useful to us.
Right.
So what are some of those strategies we can use to become better AI whisperers?
Let's dive into some of those AI whispering techniques. The first one, as we already touched upon, is specifying the domain or field. And this is all about making it crystal clear to the AI what area of knowledge you're interested in.
So giving it a roadmap.
Yeah, giving it a roadmap.
Okay.
Guiding it towards that information that you're seeking.
Okay.
It's like you said, gently steering Rain Man towards a specific topic of conversation.
Right.
If you remember, he was very fascinated with baseball statistics.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to talk about anything else, you kind of had to gently nudge him away from that topic.
Okay, so can you give me an example of how this works with AI?
Absolutely. So let's say you're fascinated by circuits.
Okay.
But you're specifically interested in their application in renewable energy systems.
Okay, so instead of saying explain circuits.
Yeah.
Which would be super broad.
Way too broad.
We would say?
You would say something like, explain the role of electrical circuits in renewable energy systems.
So we're being very specific.
You're being specific.
And mentioning the renewable energy system so it knows.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
You're signaling to the AI that you want information that is specific to that domain.
Okay. So it's not just about throwing in a few extra words.
No, it's about providing that context.
Gotcha.
All right, so let's move on to the next strategy,
okay,
which is defining the scope and the depth of the information that you're looking for.
Okay.
And this is all about preventing that information overload and ensuring that the AI's response aligns with what you actually need.
So it's like saying, just give me the basics.
Exactly.
Or I really want to dive deep into this.
Right. You're setting expectations for the level of detail that you want.
Okay.
So for instance, let's say you're really intrigued by quantum computing.
Okay.
But you're not a physicist.
Right.
You just kind of want a general understanding of its potential applications in medicine.
Okay.
So instead of asking something like, tell me about quantum computing.
Which would be a lot.
Way too much.
Okay.
You would refine your prompt to something like, provide a brief overview of quantum computing applications in medicine.
So we're telling it we want a brief overview and we want to know about
yes.
the medical applications.
Exactly. You're giving the AI clear directions on what you're looking for.
Okay.
So you're guiding it to deliver information that's both relevant and digestible.
This is making me realize how important word choice is when you're talking to
it's incredibly important.
A chatbot.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's our next strategy?
So the next strategy is using clear and unambiguous language.
Okay, so that it interprets what we're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to make sure that your words are interpreted correctly by the AI.
Okay.
And remember, AI, much like Rain Man, often takes language very literally.
Okay.
And it may not always grasp the nuances or those implied meanings that we often use in everyday speech.
So we need to be very careful about jargon or words that have multiple meanings.
Precisely. You need to speak AI's language.
Okay.
So just as you might carefully choose your words when you're explaining something to Rain Man, making sure that each word is easily understood, we have to apply that same level of clarity when we are crafting our prompts for AI.
Okay, give me an example.
So let's say you're interested in the Java programming language.
Okay.
Simply asking, what is Java, could lead to confusion.
Because it could be talking about the island or
coffee.
Right.
So to avoid ambiguity, you want to modify your prompt to be more precise.
Okay.
So you could say something like, describe the Java programming language and its uses in software development.
Oh, adding those extra words, right. Programming language,
yes.
Software development,
yep.
To make sure that it knows exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly. Clear language is key for effective communication with AI.
All right. What about context?
So incorporating contextual background.
Okay.
This is all about providing the AI with some background information.
Okay.
So it can better understand your perspective.
But we're not just jumping right into a complex question.
No, you want to fill in those gaps.
Okay.
Remember how Rain Man needed certain routines and familiar surroundings to really feel comfortable?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that with AI.
Okay. So instead of just saying, explain this complex thing.
Yeah.
Give it some background.
Give it some background first.
Okay.
So for instance, let's say you're fascinated by black holes.
Okay.
But you're a complete beginner in astronomy.
All right. So if I just blurt out, explain how black holes are formed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get like a whole bunch of information I don't understand.
It'll go way over your head.
Okay.
So instead, you could say, as a beginner in astronomy, explain how black holes are formed.
Oh, so we're just adding that little phrase.
That little phrase.
As a beginner in astronomy.
Yes.
Okay.
You're giving the AI crucial context about your level of understanding.
Gotcha.
So the AI is more likely to provide explanations that are appropriate for your level of knowledge.
So it's all about meeting the AI where it's at.
Exactly.
Okay. And then our last one.
Our last strategy, and we touched upon this before, is breaking down complex questions.
Yes.
So those multi-layered questions that AI can sometimes struggle with.
Like, how does technology affect society?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Way too big.
That's a massive question.
Okay.
And AI might provide a very general and somewhat superficial response, touching upon various aspects of technology's impact.
Okay.
But without really delving into any specifics.
Okay, so we need to break it down.
We need to break it down. Think about it like this. If you were asking Rain Man to help you with a complex task,
right,
you wouldn't just give him the entire task at once.
Right. We'd have to break it down.
You'd break it down into steps.
Into steps.
Make it easier for him to understand and to follow.
Right. So it's kind of the same thing with AI.
It's the same thing with AI.
Okay.
So let's go back to that example about climate change's impact on marine life and its economic implications.
Okay. That was a big one.
That was a big one.
A lot going on there.
Instead of asking one massive question, we can use prompt engineering to break it down.
Okay, how would we do that?
So you could say something like, first explain how climate change is affecting marine life, then discuss the economic consequences of these changes.
So we're separating it out.
You're separating it out.
Okay.
And you're guiding the AI to provide a more structured and insightful response.
Right.
Just like you might guide Rain Man through a complex task by breaking it down into more manageable steps.
This has been so helpful because I feel like sometimes I get so frustrated talking to the AI.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why isn't this working?
Right.
But these techniques are super helpful.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see how these seemingly small tweaks in our communication can make such a big difference.
Yeah, I feel like I'm starting to get it.
Good.
How to talk to a chatbot.
You're starting to speak AI's language.
Yes.
And with practice, it becomes more and more intuitive.
Okay.
So I encourage all of our listeners to really experiment with these techniques.
Yeah.
And discover the power of effective AI communication.
I love it. So are we ready to move on to those real-world case studies?
I think so. Let's explore how these strategies play out in some actual scenarios and see how these techniques can transform a potentially frustrating AI interaction into a truly insightful one.
Okay, so I'm ready to see these AI whispering strategies in action. Let's get into those case studies.
All right, let's do it. So the first case study focuses on a very common scenario where a user asks a very general question and receives an overwhelming response.
Okay.
So imagine someone asking an AI, tell me about energy.
Oh, boy. That is so broad.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it would be like asking Rain Man to tell me about transportation, and he's going to tell me everything from horse and buggy to like a spaceship.
Yeah, you got it. And that's precisely what happens in this case study. The AI, lacking that inherent ability to really narrow things down based on relevance, might just provide this massive info dump about every form of energy imaginable, from fossil fuels to nuclear power to renewable sources.
Okay.
It's accurate, but not very helpful.
It's like Rain Man telling me every baseball game ever played.
Exactly.
When I just wanted to know the rules.
Perfect analogy. So now imagine that same user applying that prompt engineering strategy of specifying the domain. So instead of that very open-ended question they ask, explain how solar energy can be harnessed for residential use.
Okay, so now we're getting very specific.
Now we're getting specific.
But we're telling it exactly.
You've narrowed the focus.
Yeah.
And you've given the AI a much clearer understanding of what you're actually looking for.
So it's not going to tell us about, like, nuclear fission.
No.
It's going to tell us about solar panels.
It's going to talk about solar panels on your roof.
Yes.
Exactly. And just, like, gently guiding Rain Man towards a specific topic of conversation, this more focused prompt helps the AI to really hone in on that relevant information.
Okay.
And to provide a much more useful response.
So instead of getting all this information about all these different types of energy, I'm getting the specific information I need to put solar panels on my house.
That's right.
Awesome.
This is a perfect example of how a well-crafted prompt can make all the difference in the quality of the information that you receive from AI.
Okay, what about our next case study?
All right, so case study number two highlights the importance of using clear language to avoid those really frustrating situations where the AI misinterprets our intentions.
Right.
Remember our earlier example of asking, what is Python?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the snake?
Yeah.
The computer language.
Uh-huh.
Help.
Exactly. And that's precisely what happens in this case study. The AI lacking that intrinsic motivation to seek clarification or grasp our underlying intent might just offer information on both the snake and the programming language.
So confusing.
Leaving the user to really kind of sift through and figure out those irrelevant details.
It'd be like asking Rayman about cards. And he's talking about playing cards.
Yeah.
Credit cards.
Cards.
Like, what are we even talking about here?
Exactly.
Okay, so how do we fix this?
So imagine that user applying that prompt engineering strategy of using clear and unambiguous language.
Okay.
So instead of that ambiguous question they ask, describe the significance of the Python programming language in data science. Ah, okay. So we're saying programming language?
You got it.
And we're saying data science.
You're removing any room for confusion.
Gotcha.
And you've clearly specified the domain and the specific aspect of Python that you're interested in.
It's like telling Rain Man, I want to know about the Python you use on the computer.
Exactly.
Not the one that's slithering around.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So this refined prompt guides the AI toward providing that specific information that you actually need.
Perfect.
So instead of getting this really kind of mixed bag response, the user gets a very focused explanation of Python's role in data analysis.
Okay.
Its key features and its overall importance in the field of data science.
I see. So it's all about clear communication.
Clear communication is key.
All right. I'm excited for our last case study.
All right, so our final case study tackles the complexity of those multi-layered questions.
Oh, yes.
Remember how we talked about AI sometimes struggling to integrate different pieces of information?
It's like asking Rain Man, how does technology affect society?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Way too big.
Huge.
And the AI might provide a very general and somewhat superficial response, touching upon those various aspects of technology's impact on society without really diving into any specifics.
It's kind of like Rain Man giving me like a bunch of historical facts.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they relate.
But there's no connection. Yeah. There's no narrative.
Exactly.
So imagine that same user applying that prompt engineering strategy of breaking down that complex question into smaller, more digestible chunks.
Okay.
So instead of that sweeping inquiry, they might ask, analyze the impact of social media on teen mental health.
Okay, so now we've narrowed it down.
Much more manageable.
We're not talking about all of technology.
No.
We're talking about social media and teenagers.
And how it affects their mental health.
Okay.
So you've really focused it on a specific aspect of technology and its impact on a particular demographic.
And this is going to help the AI give me a more targeted response.
A more focused and insightful response.
So instead of just getting a general overview, I'm getting a very specific analysis. This is so helpful.
So it's a great example of how that thoughtful prompt engineering can really help us navigate those complexities of AI communication and unlock those really valuable insights.
I feel like I've learned so much about how to talk to AI.
That's great to hear.
Especially chatbots.
Yeah.
Like, this has been a game changer for me.
That's the goal. So remember, interacting with AI, especially for those who are new to using chatbots, it's not about passively asking questions and hoping for the best.
Right.
It's about being an active participant in that process.
Okay.
It's about understanding AI's strengths, its limitations, and using those prompt engineering techniques to really guide it towards providing those relevant and insightful responses.
So it's all about learning the language of AI.
That's a great way to put it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
It has been so insightful. And I feel like everyone listening is going to be much better at using chatbots now.
I hope so.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.